This is the Wall Street update of the download edition of World Business Report for Friday, the 5th of August. I'm Marie Keyworth. It seems that all eyes in the US and around the world have been on Donald Trump, the Republican Party's official presidential nominee. For months now, critics have said he's too vague on economic policy proposals. Exactly how will he make America great again? Well, now he's announced a team of economic advisers who will help him dispel those concerns. So who are they? And will they help improve Donald Trump's credibility? I put that to Chris Lowe of FTN Financial in New York.
I think so. 13 names, a really unusual approach to building an economic advisory team, but I have to start by pointing out what most of the U.S. press has noticed. There are no women on the list. That has become the primary point of discussion, and it's one that I'm going to leave to the political experts. I can tell you a little bit about what it looks like from an economic point of view. The most unusual thing about the team is there's only three professional economists on it. So normally presidents build economic teams made up of academic experts from prestigious universities. In this case, the three economists are a best-selling economic writer, Peter Navarro, who has written several books about the threat of Chinese economic management to the global economy, and David Malpass, who was the chief economist at Bear Stearns and a staunch Republican, and Stephen Moore. Stephen Moore was on the Wall Street Journal's economic board. He and David Malpass both specialize in ripping apart Democratic economic proposals. The rest of these people are financial world titans, titans of the real estate industry, none of them with a net worth less than $4 or $5 billion. They have all built extraordinarily successful businesses. And it suggests to me that the Trump approach to the economy will be to manage it like a business, and he'll use the economists to generate political ammunition rather than make policy.
Well, let's just talk about what this latest data we've seen out of the United States is, because it's actually pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, it is pretty good. 255,000 new jobs created in July. That was 75,000 more than expected. It came on the heels of an even bigger gain in June, and not surprisingly, the bond market reacted with interest rates rising, most at the short end, a little bit at the long end. In other words, the odds of the Fed raising rates this year went up. And yet, what I think is interesting is we had a gain in the stock market. It wasn't big, but almost 1%, taking us to new all-time highs. So for now, investors seem to think a little bit of economic strength is a good thing, even if it means a higher risk of interest rate increases.
So what's this uptick in the jobs figures actually being put down to?
I think the best way to understand it is to step back and get a little perspective. We came out of last year in the fourth quarter with some pretty good job growth, and then the economy seemed to stall. GDP growth in the U.S. averaged 1% at an annual rate in the first half. Hiring fell every month for 5 months, culminating in an extraordinarily weak report in May. And then it's almost like the economic engine just sort of sprang back to life. Get a little bit more perspective, and what you see is that we've had similar soft patches half a dozen times since the Great Recession. And I think it's a reminder that confidence in the business sector is still pretty ragged. When we see things like the looming referendum in Britain, when we see things like the hard slowdown in the Chinese economy in the first quarter, we just stop what we're doing until we're sure that it's safe to proceed. And so as a result, employment growth seems to come in bursts rather than the normal, nice, smooth distribution that we've seen in prior business cycles.
And that was Chris Lowe of FTN Financial in New York.
Thank you for downloading from the BBC World Service. You can find a whole world of information from science, arts, business and technology. Just go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.